from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I officially feel old.
I might grab my books and I give myself a look. I've got the corner just in time to see the bus fly by.
It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell. If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess.
Get my dog ate all my homework last night. This Huey Lewis sounds like it, yeah. Do you know he's the reason why we say Home of the Chiefs at the anthem?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. He started when Joe Montana was here. They had him sing the national anthem. At the end, he screamed Home of the Chiefs, and it's taken off ever since. Hmm. Thank you, Huey Lewis.
35 years ago, that song that you heard came to your television this week. 35 years ago, Saved by the Bell debuted this week.
That seems a long time ago.
Man, I turned 37 last week. It's hit me with things that are starting to revamp. Where, like, people are like, oh, yeah, that show, I was 7. And then other people are like, oh, I was born 10 years ago. Like,
or I was 0. Mm. Mac, how old were you 35 years ago?
-9? Yeah, I believe so. 26 this weekend, so yeah.
Yeah, you were still a few tequila shots away from being consumed.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you guys know how you were consumed? Conceived, I mean.
I don't want to know how I was consumed, dude.
I don't know how I was consumed, bro.
I don't want to know, dude.
I don't know that at all.
Not want to know that question. I will Matt Ariza that question and punt God that thing all the way back to you, Bob. There is no way in hell I want to call my dad and have that conversation. Hey, Dad. Break it down for me. Give me the all 22 on the consumption of Dusty Likens. I am good on that.
Yeah.
No, I was a mistake.
Were you?
Yeah.
I think my sister was.
My dad only wanted one kid, supposedly. That's the story. He's probably shaking his head right now. No, you weren't. But according to my mother, God rest her soul, which she could be a firecracker.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure she would always tell me, she's like, you know, your dad only wanted one kid. And I don't know if this was just like propaganda and like political views from her side, but you asked my dad that question today, he'd be like, ah, dude, yes, for sure.
Right.
But no, I kid. I don't know. I assume.
You assume you were an accident?
I don't know.
No.
I mean, I'm 3 years separate from my sister. That seems like a good plan.
I'm 5. My sister's 5 years younger than me, right? Like, I thought for the longest time that was the right way to do it. Then we had kids 12 months, 20 days apart. And I'm like, okay, that's a little bit different, you know, than the 5 years. But, after having the kids 12 months, 20 days apart, I wouldn't want a 5-year gap, because then you're back to diapers, you're back to formula, you're back to all of that kind of nonsense. And nobody wants to get back into that. Once you escape that era, And really, you escape the era of not having to put them in the car anymore. Mm. Once the car seats are gone and they can put themselves in the car, game changer. And I think everybody's a dad's going, hell yeah, that's a big time game changer. When they can put themselves in the car, huge type of moment. So I didn't want to go back to that. I'm glad we had the kids the way that we did. But
do you think Saved by the Bell was a trailblazer of a show? Like, do you think it kind of brought like teen pop schooly shows to like television?
I mean, what would you say it was the jumping off point for? Like, what would you say came after Saved by the Bell? Because I was 12 when Saved by the Bell came out.
I would say Boy Meets World. It opened up a show for like that.
Okay. I mean, it was a definite pioneer because it was different at the time. Everybody loved it. Everybody watched it. And everybody loved Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, she was, and which is crazy because if and this is what's weird about the two shows we just mentioned, you were either Kelly Kapowski
or you were Topanga.
Yeah, exactly. See, Topanga, you know, is a good comparison to Kelly Kapowski. I thought you were going to say Jesse Spano there for a second, right? And then when she was in Showgirls, everybody kind of fell in love with her. Tiffany Amber Thiessen is still... Tiffany Amber Thiessen is still just gorgeous, right? Like, she's one of the first heartthrobs. I think for my era growing up, it was like Winnie Cooper. It was it was Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Kelly Kapowski, and then it was kind of Topanga at the end. Topanga came in a little bit after I was kind of, you know, past that kind of stage. So I think it kind of came in that order for me. And then there was Full House, you know, with DJ Tanner as well, who I know was another heartthrob, at least for me. I know for a lot of people in my generation, she was kind of that first crush as well. But I think we all watched Saved by the Bell and thought, that's kind of cool. I wish my high school was kind of like that. Like, you wanted to be Zach Morris. He kind of had it figured out in high school, right? Dating Kelly Kapowski.
Kapowski. Woo.
Yeah.
You just looked her up.
Okay. You had no idea who that was until just now. Huh? I like that.
We really need to get you to watch the movie Son-in-Law.
Yeah.
Because when she comes into the bar with that Travis Tritt song singing T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
She's a knockout, man. She is really good. 816, Alyssa Milano on Who's the Boss. That's a really good one, too. That was kind of, you're right. She came before Winnie Cooper and then kind of progressed from there. And what? I kind of age out by Topanga. You know, once that era gets done, I'm kind of out.
I was really into Maude.
Oh, I was. I mean, there's no question. B. Arthur's not my number one.
Experience.
B. Arthur.
I love that we're getting the mistakes text from the 816. My oldest is 24, youngest is 9. I'm 43. Ooh. You tell me which is oops.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's tough there, dude.
How many are in between?
I don't think
any.
If you
went from 24 to 9, oh, my God, I feel so bad for you. I do. I really feel bad. It's like my dad's youngest brother. My dad turned 75 this week, and I think the story goes something to the effect of my dad went to tell his parents that he was getting married to my mom, and they said, "We're pregnant." And he goes, "What?" And thank God it happened, though, because my Uncle Scott's the youngest. He's about 7 or 8 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. My dad's two middle brothers have passed away. My grandmother got ALS, and my youngest uncle, my dad's youngest brother, was there to take care of her for all those years. So, things happen for a reason. Yeah, but absolutely. At the time, I'm getting married, and you're doing what? You're having another child?
From the 816. Cool. From the 816, 15, 14, 7 for me, slight frown.
Yeah. But 15, Surprise. 14, and then you went to 7. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a 16-year gap between my little sister and my oldest brother. Yeah.
Wow, that's a huge gap.
That's a huge one. Yeah.
I was telling you about this text yesterday. I found it on a subreddit, but it's this one's from Nurse Jen. If you've seen the Zach Morris's trash YouTube videos about Saved by the Bell, if not, look it up. That's what I was telling you. Like, there's a thing that's like, Zach Morris is a blank person. Like, he's just like a
denial. In real life?
In the show.
Oh, in the show. Oh. But I, you know how it is these days, right? Everybody wants to dig up dirt. I didn't know if it was something that he did in real life that people were mad
about.
No, it's like
things he did in the show where it's like, oh, he's the cool guy, but he was still like a scumbag, like trying to get Slater's lady and like trying to be like a narcissistic.
I can understand that. But like, it's very much like Seinfeld. In the moment, you don't realize that. But at the end, when you look back, you go, oh my God, those were four jerks. And then you realize, Zach Morris was not cool.
7 kids in 11 years for my parents from the 816.
That's motoring. That's a motorboat right there.
That might
man.
Be one of the toughest moms in a decade. Yeah. Right there.
Two more from that guy. He's got the 24, 17, 12, and 9.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
A little bit of a gap. Somebody says, I was a kid when Harry Potter came out, so Hermione was my first big crush. Lingoni Limioso.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Yeah. You can feel that. Okay. Melissa Joan Hart from Clarissa Explains It All. That's one of like the best theme songs ever to a show. There's no words. It's just na, 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 na. And her brother's name was Ferguson, I think.
From the 785, pick the oops. One son turns 18 in September. Another turns 2 in October.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
That's tough.
Holy cow. I'm about to be 44, and I have a 19 and 12-year-old sister. Oh, man.
Hell, yeah. That's a divorce right there.
That's got to be. You got to be a blended family. You need more information on that one.
Somebody got divorced right there, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.